All right, moving right along, a couple minutes late. My apologies for that. Oregon head coach Dana Altman. Coach, good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning.
Star one to ask questions for Oregon head coach Dana Altman.
Your first question comes from Jeff Ferrato, Bay Area News Group. Jeff, your line is open.
Sorry about that. I had the mute on. I apologize. Coach, I was just looking to see what the status of Paul White is for this weekend.
He is still being checked out by the doctors. He's done some dry work with us, but nothing live. And so I think he's being evaluated again today, Jeff, and we should know today or tomorrow what his status is for Friday's ball game against Utah.
There's some chance he still could play, though, even though he hasn't done any live work?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Mike Crispino, Pac-12.
Hey, Coach, happy holidays. Question about coming off of last year and what happened and all that success. When you came back with this team, what was your message to start the year? Did you put last year in the rearview mirror, or did you refer to it? How did you get guys thinking about this year and not thinking about what happened last year?
Well, Mike, you know, we don't have a lot of players from last year's ball team on the squad this year. I think the times we referred to last year's team or the last couple years simply to use illustrations of guys that worked awfully hard and had some success because of that hard work. And, you know, we've tried to challenge this year's team with some of those examples. But other than that, it's a totally different team, Mike. And, you know, this team has to form its own identity, you know, has to have its own center, its own leaders. And so we've tried to stay away from comparisons, but we have used, you know, Dylan Brooks and Jordan Bell and Chris Boucher, Dylan Ennis, Tyler Dorsey, those guys as examples of what can happen if you work awfully hard.
Your next question comes from Steve Mims, Register Guard.
Hey, Dana.
Good morning, Steve.
Just early look at Utah, what you've seen out of them through their non-conference.
Well, like all of Larry's teams, they're, you know, have a purpose offensively, defensively. They don't give up, you know, easy baskets. They're always solid, you know, what their structure is, what they want to do. You know, they get the ball inside. You know, at times they've shot it real well from the perimeter. They've been a little up and down there, like a lot of teams we have been also. So it's a tough matchup for us because they like to throw that ball inside. You know, our young guys in there are just going to have to do a good job of trying to keep the ball out of there as much as possible and then trying to defend, you know, once it gets in there. But another solid ball club from Utah, one we know that will give us a big challenge Friday night.
Are you seeing from your group kind of what you wanted heading into Pac-12 and kind of down the road the possibility to get to where you see it could be?
Well, Steve, I still feel like we're behind where we should be. You know, I knew it would be a series of ups and downs for this team with his, you know, five freshmen that we're trying to play and some transfers that we're trying to blend in. So I knew there'd be some ups and downs, but I thought by this time we'd be a little bit more consistent with what we're trying to do offensively. I thought the number of defensive mistakes that we're making would be down, and we're still out of position, not communicating like we should be. So, you know, I've expressed to the team, you know, this isn't something I thought we'd be further along, you know, and I think we need to really make some quick steps here you know, to be ready to play Utah, be ready to play Colorado this week. You know, we've got to have a couple of good days of practice here, you know, and make some steps in practice to be ready for both those teams.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Maggie Vanoni, Daily Emerald.
Hi, Dana. If Paul does not make a return for Friday's game, will Kenny receive a spot back in the starting lineup?
You know, we probably won't start Paul if he's able to play. We'll probably go with the lineup that we did in our last ball game. Paul has missed, you know, a number of practices and a ball game. So I don't think he'd be ready to go starter's minutes, Maggie, if he's able to play. So we'd probably bring him off the bench if he is cleared.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kenny, will be back in the starting lineup for Friday?
Kenny? Yeah, yep. We'll probably go the same way that we went against Central Arkansas.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all we have time for. Coach Altman, thank you for your time.
All righty. Thanks.
Thank you.